This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Don't forget it. I don't know why I thought about that. That's what I say on the farm just for fun to the guys that are working on the farm. But this is not the farm, and these ladies are not farmhands. They're on the radio and to be reckoned with, if you will. Wednesday, the 30th of October. One more day, people preparing for Halloween. There's a strange picture of a strange meal that was served on Air Force One. We'll talk about that later on when we get into airlines and airplanes and all that exciting stuff. Meanwhile, welcome to coverage of what's going on, new information. I'm sure you will find there are things that we will talk about you haven't heard anything about before, or maybe the attitude that we have toward what is going on is different, so help yourself to that. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. Jennifer in California, so I suppose it would be appropriate for us to talk about the fires. There was actually an interesting sort of special. It was Frontline on the fires from last year on PBS last night. They focused somewhat on Pacific Gas and Electric's role in this, plus what the reality was as people were being saved and what happened to people that weren't, sort of a rehash, but pretty brutal footage of what was going on in a way. It was collectively, you know, we all saw pictures, Jennifer, of what was going on in video, but to have it all put together in an hour was pretty intense. So how intense, as a matter of fact, using that same word, is the fire situation there today?
Well, to be determined. First of all, it's already very intense, especially in Northern California. The Kincade fires burned about 75,000 acres. It's huge. You have hundreds of thousands of people who are evacuated from their homes. In Southern California, you still have the Getty fire burning, which is burning along the 405 freeway. And the mayor of Los Angeles, Eric Garcetti, at a press conference on Tuesday evening said that the fire was actually sparked by a tree branch that fell onto power lines. According to the mayor, there's video footage that shows the branch breaking off of a eucalyptus tree, sparking the fire in the 1900 block of North Sepulveda Boulevard, and then it quickly escalated. The power lines are being examined now from the Department of Water and Power. But the mayor was consistent all the way through, saying it wasn't an encampment.
So North Sepulveda, the part that goes over the hill, is that like where the skier ball center is? Is that what you're talking about?
Right.
Is that up there? Yeah. Okay. It's the problem. The ladies always, the other ladies always like it when we talk about the neighborhoods, but that's the kind of, it's, it is, that's the way
people
understand.
I just laugh because all of my California friends, every conversation involves a street name or a road number or how you dodge
that's
some
all we
sort
are.
Of traffic.
Yep.
That is, that's a whole different lingo. You're right about that. Yeah, it's a whole different street, the freeways versus the not side streets. What do we call them? The surface streets, surface roads. That's it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyway,
it's the most accurate SNL skit that they ever did, called The Californians, and it's like this dynasty, wealthy family, but all they end up talking about is which road they took to get to wherever.
Johnny Carson used to do a skit about once a month with the same theme. The SNL stole that from Carson's Tonight Show skits, where he would go on and they'd have this maze of streets, and Carson would talk about something silly going on Sepulveda, and then they'd talk about what was going on Jefferson, and then it was because the streets go everywhere. It looks like a maze of spaghetti. So, but this is not funny. This is not only the fires becoming a problem. The power shutoffs only take place in Northern California, though, right? There were no
shutoffs in Southern California. PG&E is in Northern California. That's Pacific Gas and Electric. They're the ones that the kind of getting the brunt of all this. But Southern California Edison which services more remote parts of Southern California, they've been threatening to cut power to over 300,000 customers because the update in the story is that our Santa Ana winds, which is the big gusty winds that come to Southern California, they call them the Diablo winds in Northern California. They're supposed to be the strongest of the season. At least that's what the warning is. The National Weather Service says that they're going to be hurricane force winds, that they're going to be extreme, and that this is going to be the most significant event of the year. And the winds have been pretty strong already over the last couple of weeks, which is why we've had so many fires. So there's an extreme red flag warning, which is when it gets very dry, very dangerous conditions for fire. Now, I haven't heard the winds yet. It was supposed to start at 10 p.m. on Tuesday night. I haven't heard them, but we'll see if they do materialize. If they do, that's going to be probably a catalyst for people losing power, and also it's going to be tougher for firefighters. But as you mentioned, up in Northern California, PG&E is getting a huge amount of trouble. Gavin Newsom's calling for Warren Buffett, of all people, to Berkshire Hathaway to come in and buy PG&E because they're struggling. People have had no electricity now for the fourth straight day. So they're throwing out food. They're throwing out their sources of, for some people need it to live. Some are not getting their evacuation orders because they have no power. Some are having to evacuate in the dark because they have no power. Think about the frustration with that, especially when a fire first breaks out. So people are getting really upset with PG&E. Okay. This is a public relations nightmare for them.
No,
I don't
know
how they survive.
Here's what it is, really. This is paying tribute to the way the government has been corrupted by influences from big business. This is huge. These power companies are huge. The amount of money that they control, the stock prices, their interest in the guys who run, and mostly they are guys, not women, guys who run these companies are only interested in one thing. They get paid basically on the value of the stock. So they do whatever they can to keep us like the telephone lines everywhere. The telephone, by right and intelligence, all the telephone lines, all the power lines, all utility lines should be underground. That's the only thing. Then you would never lose your power. You wouldn't lose it out there. You wouldn't lose it anyplace else. Here in our neck of the woods, when a snowstorm comes or a bad hurricane or whatever it is, everybody loses power for days and days and days and days and days. And instead, the government, who could require, they could pass laws that would require these utilities to put their power lines underground. What they have done in new developments, most everywhere in the country, is mandate. I'm betting where you are, I don't know, I shouldn't say that because I don't know how new your facility is down in New Jersey, Victoria. But
I think it was built in 2010.
Okay, so is everything underground? All the utilities underground? That feed.
This may be a dumb question, but how would I know that?
There's no telephone poles. If you look on the drive up and down the street, if there are no telephone poles, then everything's underground. You probably haven't even paid any attention.
I have not.
No.
Because I come from Manhattan, and I don't know where the power
comes from. Underground.
Everything's
underground in New York. Everything.
I remember when I lost power in my neighborhood, you said, aren't the power lines underground? And I had to think about it. I'm like, no, they're not. They're actually right outside the house.
Yeah.
So, no, the answer for L.A. is not. And that's the criticism. People are saying put it underground, but they don't want to invest the money.
At some point, the public has to take control and understand that they are in charge. It's you that pays the bills. It's you who elects the politicians that let these bastards get away with this stuff. That's up to you. Look in the mirror. You want to know what the problem is? You are the problem. You sit by, complain, moan and groan. What can we do? Well, if there's enough, this is the most outrageous. I can't think of a more outrageous situation, a more direct situation where the public is getting screwed, and I'll bet you that nobody is going to get a deduction or a reduction in their power bill. The power bills are supposedly based on how much you use, your kilowatt hour ratings or readings on your bill, and that, I always say when I get my telephone, the telephone bill or the power bill, that if the power goes out, I don't want to pay. A couple of times I haven't. I've paid less than nobody's actually ever questioned that, which I thought was kind of interesting. I think more people, instead of becoming so complacent, we're compliant and we're complacent. And it's time that you did what the anchor and network, the movie did. you're tired of it and you don't want to take it anymore. This is so outrageous by any measure of anything. I'm wondering, I remember last year when I was listening to some of the radio stations there, you know, the news radio in Los Angeles is KNX, and listening to that and hearing...
I never listened to that station.
Well, it's just a news station. Let's say it's a joke.
Because I'm on another station.
Because you're on KRLA. Well, but KRLA does politics all the time. There isn't much
Not anymore. Than your show. We do a ton of news now, yeah.
Well, you do. Your morning show, but the rest of them are all the syndicated shows don't pay attention to this sort of thing. And if enough radio hosts were like they used to be, where the muckrakers would get people rallied up to take on a cause, that's how it used to be in Boston. Whenever there's something outrageous going on, Jerry Williams and Gene Burns would be on them, and man, would there be changes, because everybody listened to them and everybody paid attention. There was no politics, really. It was the politics of who's not doing their job. That basically was the underscore here. And the people that are running the regulator, you got a kick out of this. The utility regulator is launching an investigation into PG&E. What the hell? It was the state that allowed them to do it. What kind of nonsense is that? The Public Utilities Commission is going to investigate what it did itself? What are you, nuts?
And part of it, as much as I think the PG&E has to pay the piper, part of it is the really strict environmental regulations that are preventing brush clearance.
Yes, that's part
of
it.
That never, you know, as a kid, they used to come door-to-door and make you clear brush. I can remember the fire department would come door-to-door and make you clear brush, or they would send you a bill and clear it for you.
Yeah.
That does not happen
I remember
anymore.
That happened when I had the house down in Entrada. They used to send me notice, clear up this or that or the
it
other thing.
Doesn't happen.
No.
It doesn't happen anymore, and that's really the problem. So as much as I want to take them to task for having, you know, junky infrastructure, that's true. But it's also, that's not the only piece
it's
of the
pie. It's just realizing what the ramifications are long-term and short-term of some of these decisions that are made that are just basically nonsensical. Time we had some common sense coming back into our lives, no matter where we live. There is such a lack of common sense, just none. It's all of this stuff, and people, the environmental stuff and the climate change becomes like a religion for people. There are exceptions. I'm as much of a people in my community know me as a conservationist and environmentalist, but I'll speak up whenever there are things that go on that are nonsensical. Like I'm always crabbing about when the power goes out because it's the same old stuff. They don't even trim the wires. I do because I have the equipment to do it. I get up in my tractors and the power boom and I cut all of the trees and stuff and the branches around the service that comes into my farm and into my house. And I do it pretty much every year. But most people can't do that. And they shouldn't have to. Right? I just take it because I want to make sure I protect myself as much as possible.
Well, I guess if you see that, if you're a regular person without the equipment and you see a tree branch or a power line or something, right, you're supposed to call the power company.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I suppose difficult.
They should,
yeah, but this
is—it's
not even the tree branches that happened in this Getty fire. It's mostly the brush that's underneath the power line. That's what's providing fuel.
Yep.
Once exactly.
Yep. All right. Well, maybe there's going to be some breakthroughs here, Jennifer. Speaking
I'll
of breakthroughs, I know breakthroughs when it comes to blood sugar compounds that actually work and reduce the amount of blood sugar, you know, when you have your blood test, it's the fasting blood sugar. You're not supposed to eat. What is it? Supposed to fast 12 hours before you get your blood work done. Right now, when you look at the numbers and you see that they're a little bit high and you understand that maybe a little heavy, you get nasty complications from that, it's time to think about how to fix the problem of over-glucosed blood. That when it gets really bad, you get diabetes. So let's stop that by using the all-natural product called Curalin that supports the metabolism, supports your sugar numbers so that you don't have the kind of numbers that will give you the diabetes. So maybe you're pre-diabetic or you like sugar products. Go to Curalin.net to cure the problem. Enter the promo code DJV, $20 off your first bottle. Save yourself. Cut the numbers down. Go to Curalin.net to reduce your blood sugar levels. Use the DJV code. Save $20 on your first bottle.
What? What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Sounds like Willie to me.
This time of year ain't supposed to be so stressful. Here's two easy silent nights and finding your own paradise with whatever family I call your
home. Wanted to get the gist of this carol before I got in. That's Casey Musgraves. Nice.
They did another duet together, too, that was really good. I forget the name of it now, but it was great. Anyway,
I think it's called Are You Sure on the end of one of her albums.
So the 2019 CMA Awards are coming up pretty quickly. The performance lineup is becoming more collaborative. For example, Casey Musgraves shares the stage with Willie Nelson. First time the two have appeared on the CMA Awards. That's the first time, actually, Willie's been there since 2012. Meanwhile, Brooks and Dunn joining the Brothers Osborne for performance of their song, Hard Workin' Man. Garth Brooks will team up with Blake Shelton to sing their hit, Dive Bar. And let's see, what else have we got here? Lady Antebellum is joined by Halsey for a genre mashup. Old Dominion, Dan and Shay, Kelsey Ballerini, and Thomas Rhett performing their respective singles, One Man Band, Speechless, Homecoming Queen, and Remember You Young. Shelton will also go to the stage to perform his latest single, God's Country. Is that what we got to get that there? So let's see. Some of the other performers that had already been announced for the CMA Awards, Eric Church, Luke Combs, Miranda Lambert, Reba, Maren Morris, Dolly, let's see here, for King and Country, Zach Williams, Pink, Chris Stapleton, Carrie Underwood, Keith Urban. Wow, there's quite a lineup here.
I'm actually excited to see this show this year. Yeah. I don't always watch it, but I think it's going to be really good.
Did we talk about Pink and why she was in this? I didn't know.
Well, they like mixing it up with just different. Yeah. I mean, Pink can sing anything, so she can sing any genre. She's like a Kelly Clarkson type, so I think that's probably going to be fun with her and Pink and Chris Stapleton together.
All right, so it's 2 weeks from tonight, the 13th, on ABC at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. For those who want to make that plan, hosts are Carrie Underwood, Dolly, and Reba together. It's a good combination, huh? I might even watch this show myself because I like them. I don't much spend time on the country side of things, unless it manages to meander over into the world of pop, and I'm not even crazy about the current pop scene. Next up, from the old pop scene, the Grateful Dead are going to team up with it's a Grateful Dead and Dogfish.
Dogfish Head is a brewery. Yeah,
right.
It's the name of the brewery.
Teamed up for the third time with a kind of a strange and interesting jam band with Grateful Dead on a new beer. Huh. This time it's a hazy IPA that's named after a 1970 acoustic ballad called Ripple. See, triple with Ripple, that's what we used to say, because that's what I drank not a lot of, but it's what made me drunk the night I crashed into the Dina Men's front big window, picture window in his house, after I pledged. It's triple. And that's what we said.
Wow.
It was Thunderbird or Ripple. One or the other. See, triple with Ripple. The American Beauty Hazy Ripple IPA is being released next month in collaboration with Warner Music Artist Services. It's an unfiltered India Pale Ale that boasts tropical fruit and juicy citrus. Yeah, that's what the old Ripple was, all fruity and stuff. Sounds like this.
Yeah, probably IPAs are not actually that fruity. Yeah, so whenever they have a very bitter aftertaste, which is why I don't love them. But I'll be interested to try it. Dogfish Head is in Delaware, so it's huge around here. Everybody drinks Dogfish Head. Yeah.
Well, there you go. I don't drink it, thank heavens for that. Imagine what happened if I had a bottle of it every night. Oof.
No.
28.
You can't.
Past the hour.
You can choose. To lead must follow. But if you fall, you fall alone. If you should stay.
How to meditate in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is like exercise for your brain. It's extremely healthy for you. I only have 60 seconds to tell you how to do it right now, and I've already used some of those seconds up. So here are 5 quick tips. 1. Find a quiet place if you can. 2. Sit upright, because meditation is different than lounging. 3. Close your eyes so you minimize distractions. 4. Sit still, because it's said that a quiet body can produce a quiet mind. 5. Focus on taking slow, controlled breaths. Do not get upset with yourself if you have thoughts. Instead, just observe those thoughts with compassion. The real goal of meditation is to be present, so do your best to be present. Oh, and start with doing this for 2 minutes a day. When you feel comfortable with that, meditate longer. For more in-depth information on meditation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs. Super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Chicago public school students are missing a 10th day of classes today as teachers are mulling over a latest contract offer from the city. Union leaders do say they believe there is a chance a tentative deal could be reached by the end of today. A huge change when it comes to college sports. The NCAA changing its mind about players getting endorsement money.
The NCAA board did an about-face and voted unanimously to go along with California and allow college athletes to make money from sponsorships and endorsements.
But do that in a way that's consistent with the collegiate model of sports.
A number of other states were following California's lead.
Reporter Wendy King, 3 people killed, 9 others in a hospital after a shooting south of Los Angeles hours ago. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This meeting of the DJV Society together so that we can discuss important things, ladies. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, the Duggar is at the best and the best position I've been in a long time. I feel full of vim, vigor, and vitality. A lot of people are frustrated because sometimes they don't always feel their best at this hour of the day, and then you get better as you go through the day. Well, I think we're at our best here. And even though sometimes a little grog, yeah, we all get up early and we do our best. The decision to do this time of day was something that somebody who told me some stories about old-time radio guys. I don't think I'm an old-time radio guy, but I've been around for a while. There were people that worked with me when I first went on and said, nope, can't do a morning show, got to do a midday show. You'll be much more successful with your attitude doing a midday program. And I thought, you know what, I've always done, most of my career has been in the morning on the radio, so I decided to do that. That was what I was offered the first time I went on doing a syndicated program in October. Actually, we've passed, I forgot about this, Jennifer, we even passed the second Monday of October is when I started in 1988. So we've gone beyond that. So this is the beginning of the 32nd year of me doing a morning syndicated radio program. I forgot. I forgot all about that. I usually keep it in my mind. Yes, okay. Well, anyway, no downtime here. It's time to get at it.
Birthday coming up. We've got to work on that next.
Okay, yeah, that'll be very exciting. But so the situation with the World Series, a lot of people thought, okay, this will be quick.
Nope.
So, Victoria, what happened last night? People got tossed, did they?
Yeah, well, we've just been kind of reviewing the plays here behind the scenes, and there was a controversial call last night in Game 6, so we were saying there are a lot of layers to it. Jen explained it really well. Kate Upton apparently did not explain it very well and got a lot of social media heat. She, of
Why
course,
is
was...
She
defi- well, her husband is on the Astros, Justin Verlander.
He was pitching.
Yeah, so she's always at all the games, or at least, you know, following along. So she basically explained a rule that was not correct and got a lot of backlash for it. But anyway, the Nationals did rally. They had the call basically was against them, interference. They said that one of the Nationals runners was out of bounds, or was anything.
He interrupted this first base player because he jumped to the base, basically.
Well, yeah, what happened is he was running in a straight line. The first baseman, had his glove out, and when Trey Turner, who was running to first base, got there, it knocked the glove out of the first baseman's hand, so he wasn't able to catch the ball, and so Trey Turner ran to second base, and then he said, no, you're out, you interfered, but it was the first baseman's fault because his glove was in the way. Trey Turner didn't do anything to knock it down, so stupid Nationals.
So the manager of the manager of the Nationals, Max Scherzer. The manager Dave Martinez was ejected from the game. He went nuts on the apparently on several of the umpires.
It was stupid, and the call took forever. The call they reviewed the call in New York, and it took forever, which stopped the game. It was so annoying that Joe Torre, who's the operations officer for Major League Baseball, actually came to the field and was trying to explain the call. And so I'm glad the Nationals manager came out and got tossed. That's the first time since 1996 when Bobby Cox got tossed for the Braves that a manager has gotten kicked out during postseason play. So good for him. I think it lit a fire under the Nationals.
Well, then the Nationals rallied. They won. And then tonight is Game 7 in Houston. So the Nationals could actually take it tonight. Now, does their manager, is he still suspended for tonight's game too?
No.
Or was that just one
game?
Yeah, right. So we'll finally see who wins tonight.
Mm-hmm.
None of the home teams have ever won a game in this series.
Yeah, Nationals have won every game in Houston, so it's in Houston again, so it might be good for
Houston
them.
Houston won every game in D.C.
Yeah.
Right. Huh. I wonder what the odds are. BetOnline.ag, Kara, where the numbers. I wonder how the numbers change. Who was on the Nationals at the beginning, and who was on the Astros at the beginning, and how all of that stuff changes, and
originally,
how people make money and lose money on betting.
Originally the Astros were heavily favored, and now the Nationals have kind of surprised people, so I'm sure the Vegas odds have changed dramatically. Mm-hmm. And now that it's Game 7, the stakes are always higher.
You know, it isn't really...
It's telling. No, I'm sorry, go ahead, Doug.
No, go ahead. No,
Mine's real quick. Please, it's just very telling. I'm a huge Dodger fan, and the fact that the Nationals beat the Dodgers, or actually the Dodgers imploded, I think maybe is more apt. the Astros are just such a horrible franchise. That's all. That's why I'm rooting for the Nationals.
No,
they're horrible.
They're not called, in Boston, they don't call them the Astros.
Yeah,
they call them the Astros. All right. So, in the world of this, the Red Sox, as much as you and I talk about the Dodgers and the Red Sox imploded as well, same as the Dodgers did. Pretty much.
No.
The Red Sox were never
as good this year. The Dodgers were the best team in baseball for the whole season.
Really? But who's in the Super Bowl?
Super Bowl? Okay.
A football team is in the Super Bowl.
There goes all our credit.
There we go.
There we go. So, like we had any to begin with when it comes to sports. The NCAA says athletes may profit now from using their name, their image, and their likeness. This is a switch. And they voted unanimously, by the way, to allow student athletes to be paid for the use of their name, their likeness, once the three divisions decide on rules for the opportunities. What are the three divisions? D1, D2, D3, is that it? Is that how that works? Yeah.
Yes.
Mike Drake, who's chair of the board for the NCAA, governs all of the college athletic stuff, says, quote, "We must embrace change to provide the best possible experience for college athletes." Really? That's really what this is about? It seems to me it's just about trying to keep kids in college instead of going to play for the NBA if they're any good. I think that.
Well, that is embracing change, though. You're either going to have kids finish college, or they're going to take a pretty hefty payout and they're going to leave.
Yep. The action, based on recommendations from the Board of Governors Federal and State Legislation Working Group, which includes presidents of schools, commissioners, athletic directors, and that bunch, student athletes as well, structuring a model for allowing students to monetize a name, image, and likeness while maintaining some recruiting balance is one of the biggest and hardest issues everybody is dealing with. You know, look at the nonsense every year in March Madness and how much money. And these guys all want a piece of it because there's so much money involved to go back to betting online or wherever. You know, there's a lot of money that's wagered, a lot of behind-the-scenes cheating with wealthy donors, or college graduates paying. These guys are giving them cars or whatever it is that they want in order to stay in the college leagues. So is this something I thought was interesting? This reversal came after California passed a Fair Pay to Play Act, which is supposed to go into effect in a couple of years. And there were some other states.
Ruining college sports.
right at it. Yep.
True, I think this is back terrible.
Well, but it is.
Unfortunate.
I wonder how it trickles down, though. D3, nobody comes right at D3 and goes and plays professional. And
sometimes.
Does it?
No, sometimes they do.
Really?
D3 just means you're going to, academically, you're going to a better school, too, in most cases. So
Ohio D3 means the smaller colleges.
It is smaller colleges, but sometimes they're more difficult colleges. Yeah. They're more. It's not always. There are some D3 athletes who make it into football and baseball and hockey too.
So let me ask you whether or not this is basketball, which has been usually the poster child because of March Madness for all the money that's rolling around. But does this now impact the future of college football? College baseball, all college athletics?
I think this is going to be across, I think it's going to be across all college athletics. Because football has a big problem with this, too. And there are kids who are recruited who get cars and houses and all kinds of stuff, and the money's funneled in weird ways. And it's not just a basketball problem. This has been going on in football for years.
It teaches kids at this age to be cheaters.
Probably. Yeah.
That's what it does. It teaches kids to cheat. That's what this is. And let's call it what it is.
It sets a dangerous precedent to football players that money is everything and you're untouchable. So, I think that there is an element of that.
Right. Tonight is Mischief Night, the evening steeped in folk tradition that takes place the night before Halloween. There's a wide variety of pranks that usually accompany tonight. Common examples: toilet papering your home or trees, soaping windows, throwing eggs at people in their homes or their cars, throwing tomatoes, all this intelligent stuff.
You do that on the night before Halloween?
Knocking on doors and ringing doorbells, not waiting for an answer, setting off fireworks on people's front lawn, smashing pumpkins on their steps. Oh, lovely. The earliest reference to this goes back to 1790 in Oxford, England. At that time, it was held on the day before May Day. The European celebration of this event shifted to take place on October 30th, the night before Halloween. Newspapers in our country began referencing Mischief Night back in the 1930s and 40s. Historians believe that hard times, that is, when we came out of the Great Depression and the threat of the war, may have spurred this thing onward. Decades later, in the 1980s, during the time of deindustrialization, the day became more violent and destructive, especially in cities like Detroit and Camden, New Jersey, which were big industrial cities. The term Mischief Night, prominently used in places such as northern Jersey, eastern Pennsylvania, New Orleans, Delaware, parts of New York State. I've never heard of it before. It was always called Cabbage Night in my neck of the woods.
What? When I read that, I've never heard of that. But
Cabbage Night?
Yeah.
Oh, it was always called Cabbage Night here. Yeah,
that's actually one of the things I read. I was like, I wonder if Doug even has heard of cabbage night.
Yeah, but no, it was always cabbage night.
Around the Boston area, that's...
Yeah. Rotten cabbages. We throw the rotten cabbages to the cows because they love eating.
Where does one come upon a patch of cabbage?
At a farm?
The cabbage patch. Where the
cabbage patch, right. You've never heard of cabbage patch kids? Where do you think they came from?
Of course I have. But where does... I've never seen a cabbage patch.
I'll go out to any...
Where do you get a rotten cabbage unless you go to the grocery store?
No, you go to the cabbage patch because at the end of the season when the frost comes, the cabbages that are left in the ground.
Jen, is there a cabbage patch at the end of your street? Because Doug acts like they're everywhere.
We have cabbage patches around here. And I used to, that was one of the things I did.
Where?
You're the only farm
in that place.
No, there's another farm up the street. No, there's another farm.
Do you have cabbage on your land?
I do not, but I like to take the cabbage from Tommy's place and feed it to the cows. The pumpkins and the cabbage at this time of year, the cows love it. We moved 4 or 5 cows yesterday and brought a bucket of pumpkin instead of bringing grain. We don't feed the cows grain. We give them bread, cookies, candy, cake. Not candy, but cake.
Oh, wow. That's great for them.
It is good for them. They love it. It's very good for them.
Yeah,
a cow would be if feeding it cabbage.
I love cake.
AOC's hair would curl with the global warming risk.
Kale is very good for cows. That's right. Kale's great for cows. All right, enough laughing about me and my heritage. Thanks very much.
Your heritage.
My heritage is
cabbage heritage.
Night. Cabbage night.
Did you grow up in the cabbage patch?
Cabbage patch is very important stuff. All right, let's get to the TV news. The Game of Thrones made great television
history. Where you end up when you have too much.
Yeah, there. The television history made by this HBO show. So somebody had come along with an idea for there to be a prequel. But apparently the guys at HBO don't think it's a good idea. So they're not going to do it.
Yeah, people were pretty excited. Yeah. Because they had like 5 different spin-off ideas.
Why did they decide not to do it?
Well, I guess they filmed a pilot, and I don't think they released any information. It had some big names. I'm trying to think of who they had.
Naomi Watts was the star.
So I don't know. Maybe it just, it wasn't good, or they didn't think that it had enough legs to have multiple seasons. But I think they still have a couple other ideas. So I'm sure we're still going to see something about Game of Thrones in the future.
Right. Yeah, but it's too much around it for just
too much money to be made and too many fans for it to just disappear totally.
There was also such a backlash about the season finale that I think they're extra sensitive to making sure that it's really good. I'm guessing that's part of it, too.
All right, speaking of really good, Jen, what's on the tap tonight for television that is noteworthy and people might want to, once they hear you tell them, this is on tonight, they get all excited about it through the day. So when they come home and have some of that new Ripple, they can drink that and watch...
Whatever's
on TV, yeah.
First, obviously, the World Series Game 7, we've been talking about that. That'll be the big thing tonight. If you want to get in the mood for Halloween, Freeform has my favorite movie on Hocus Pocus. That's at 9 p.m. Before that, Hotel Transylvania. I've never seen that one, but if you want to get in the mood for Halloween, there you go. The Goldbergs, Schooled, Modern Family, Single Parents in Stumptown. It's Halloween night on ABC, and it's all new. It starts at 8 o'clock on CBS. They do have new episodes tonight of Survivor, SEAL Team, and SWAT. Fox has got a new episode of The Masked Singer, Almost Family at 9, and then on NBC, it's Chicago Night, Chicago Med, Fire, NPD, starting at 8 o'clock, so you can check that out. My pick, you gotta watch the World Series tonight. Come on, Game 7, even if you've been tuning out, that's where to go.
Well, you go back and forth during the commercials of the TV shows that you like.
Yeah, you could do that.
Figure that out.
Whatever.
10 before the hour on today's DJV program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
After the hour here on the DJB program, Wednesday, the 30th of October. Victoria Keelan keeping her eagle's eye on what's going on in technology as it affects you. And already we're into Black Friday, it would seem. This becomes ridiculous every year. It gets spread out. It's like Christmas music, for God's sakes. Play it in July. And there are some stores that do Black Friday in July.
Yeah,
right?
Christmas in July. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. So
that
Walmart
is
into this. Apparently the first of the major retailers to serve up some specials. What are they?
They're actually pretty good. If you're looking for a tech buy, I don't think most people think of Walmart as a place to go, but they are getting a jump on Best Buy. They are getting a jump on Best Buy and Amazon and everybody else. And so they've got some pretty good deals. So if you are looking for anything right now, even though I would caution you that Mercury is about to go into retrograde, so it's not the best time to buy electronics because everything will probably go haywire later on. However, if you don't believe in that and you want to plow ahead, here are some good deals. If you want the Apple Watch Series 3, this has GPS and cellular service. That is actually $229 right now. That's a really good deal. It matches the deal that's on Amazon. However, Walmart's watch includes a free motile power bank, so you can wirelessly charge your smartwatch. That's a really good deal. Now, the Series 3 comes without cellular capability. You can buy, like, the basic one. That's $199, and you're also saving an extra $30 there. Now, that does mean that your iPhone needs to be with you at all times in order for the watch to receive messages and calls. But if you want the newer Apple Watch Series 4 with GPS and LTE connectivity, that's $429 at Walmart, also a really good deal. And it's a $200 price jump from the Series 3, but, again, the newer Apple Watch is is worth it. It has the fall detection, so if you fall down, it will automatically call 911 for you. We've heard stories of it saving lives. It has the EKG support, so a lot of health stuff
on
that as well.
Help, I'm falling and I can't get up!
Yeah, it is worth it, but that's a good price for $429 at Walmart. Now, Microsoft's Xbox One S with 1 terabyte of storage is $249 at Walmart now, and it also includes a game of your choice, which is kind of cool. And then Apple's 6th generation iPad with 128 gigs of internal storage, that's $299 right now. That is a great deal. That's $30 cheaper than it was last year on Black Friday. And now compared to the latest 7th gen iPad, this 6th gen has a slightly smaller screen. I mean, it's minimally smaller, 9.7 inches versus 10.2. It's negligible. It also has the same A10 Fusion processor, meaning it's going to be just as fast as the new one, and it supports the Apple Pencil if that's something that you like doodling with or use it for work or whatever. So that's actually a really good deal. These are this is probably a sign to come that Walmart is going to go big this year on Black Friday, but these are 3 ways to get in right now if these are items that you're looking for, and they are definitely legitimately good deals.
And this was a free sponsorship by Walmart. They didn't pay me anything, or you either, to do this, but we will pass it along.
I'm here to help the consumer,
yes,
not myself.
Are. That's good. I understand. Wednesday is upon us. HBO has announced HBO Max, and now you can figure out how to get it free.
The Geek Out.
HBO recently announced they will match Netflix, Disney, and others with a separate subscription service called HBO Max. Now, they claim it will have a library of content different from the current thing we all know as HBO, and even paid record money to take over the streaming rights for the TV classic Friends. We're told it will also have original content that won't be on traditional HBO, and it will cost more. To help boost subscriber count, HBO's parent AT&T will give the service free to subscribers to AT&T's other service, DirecTV, who also are subscribers to regular HBO. Confused? Yes, I am too. Sorry. We've posted links that explain it much better on Twitter, at The Geek Out.
All right, welcome to more information. This is Sony's time, shutting down their TV service, PlayStation View. Why are they doing
that? This pains my heart like you have no idea. This hits home for me, literally. It hits my home. Because PlayStation View, which is Sony's TV streaming service, has announced that they are shutting down on January 30th of this coming year. The sudden announcement took everyone by surprise, including all of their customers, myself included. And they've been looking for a buyer for the service. They just have not really been able to gain traction. I never understood this. I test drove every TV streaming thing after I cut the cord from cable. This is by far the best, but it never got more than 500,000 subscribers, so it is gone. It's going to be gone by the end of January, and all the other streaming services are still there, but YouTube TV and Sling are now the biggest ones in that field.
All right, doggone it. Here's the news from the world of technology. 59 past the hour on the DJV program.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.